Welcome to CrossFit Mooloolaba's Community Fitness Mindset, where we discuss how to get the most out of your training and improving your way of life. Welcome, episode 3. We're going to discuss some nutrition in terms of food quality this week. So when we start talking about food quality, first thing we need to do is just keep things really basic and really simple. We don't want to confuse ourselves and convolute ourselves with, you know, talk about superfoods and all these sorts of things. The main thing to remember is that a lot of people, we're not really getting a lot of the basic stuff down right. So if we can just start there, that's the perfect place to start. And then we can start to refine things. But usually the basics are going to get us most of the way there. So the first real point that's important is try and eat real food as much as possible. What we mean by real food is its own ingredient. You can't break it down any further. So if we talk about sweet potato, what's the ingredients of sweet potato? It's sweet potato. What's the ingredients of an apple? It's an apple. What's the ingredients of steak? It's steak. So where possible, we want to eat as much of that sort of stuff as we can. And then once we've understood, like, we're trying to get as much real food in, and that's not to say we eliminate any other foods, but that should make up the bulk of our diet. So the second point is we want to eat mainly plants. That means that we're eating a lot more vegetables and a lot more fruit. When we look at most people's diet, that's an area that we're really lacking in. So definitely including more fruits and veggies in there, and that can also help for us to cut down on some junk food. So when we're filling up on vegetables, it's harder to then eat a bunch of junk food afterwards when we're already a bit full from a whole bunch of broccoli or something like that. An important point to remember as well is if you are a vegetarian or a vegan, that I'd really recommend getting some professional advice on adequate nutrient intakes. So I would talk to a sports dietitian or a nutritionist just to make sure that we're getting the right amount of protein and iron and calcium and things like that. So if you are a vegan or you're a vegetarian, you can definitely get after it and get a lot out of your training, but just understand that you need to be a little bit more disciplined than meat eaters just so that you get the right amount of those nutrients that are so readily available in meats and animal products. So just remember this, you can definitely do it. You can be just as good as everyone else, but it just takes a little bit more planning and you have to have that desire and that drive to get there. Next thing is understand that variety is a really important part of getting an adequate nutrient intake. So think of variety, you know, when it comes to sort of plants, for example, or vegetables, think about eating as many different types of vegetables as possible. Now, it's difficult to do that in a day, and it's not really necessary. Instead, think about your variety as a month-to-month, not a meal-to-meal thing. So the body's quite good at getting a whole bunch of nutrients from a certain vegetable that you might eat at one period of time and holding onto those nutrients until the next time that you have that. And if we think about it over a year, we should have consumed a huge variety of different plants. So even if that meant from day to day, your meals were quite the same, and then we switched it up every now and then, over that year or over that month, we want to see that huge variety there. We just wanted to keep our nutrition really, really simple there. So let's rehash on that. We want to eat real food as much as possible. We want to eat mainly plants. If we are a vegan or a vegetarian, we want to, you know, speak to a professional on making sure that we are getting the adequate nutrients that we need. And we want to keep as much variety in that diet as possible. That's it for this week, guys. Remember, keep it really simple. And next week, we're going to discuss how to pick the right weight so we can get the right stimulus and we can get the right effect from our training.